There is a blue sky. There is a blue ocean.
So, I pulled up this YouTube video. I was put in a yip yip dog in the inquiry field, in the search field. And it came up with this video, A Chihuahua is Not a Yip Yip Dog. It's ironically titled because, in fact, the dog does nothing but yip throughout. What I was searching for was a reaffirmation of the power and foolishness of domineering human beings to manufacture the environment around them, to mold proud individual animals, species, into beings for their comfort and joy. So I'm going to turn this on one more time, just, and this is taken from April 3rd, 2009. And it's a very touching thing to see, because for all we know, this dog could be a mother dog right now, or a papa dog. Could have some yip-yip puppies of its own, carrying on its misbegotten progeny for unforeseen time, until we get to such a period in human history, some kind of extinguishment, when the yip-yip dogs will have to make their own way in the world and find that their previous lives as lap dogs have made them unprepared for the natural post-human ecosystem. Anyhow, you're listening to Cue It Up on CITR. What we just heard was Blue Notion from Laurel Halo, and it's a cover of a Karen Dalton song off a compilation of covers in memoriam, of Karen Dalton out of Greenwich Village. I think it was released. Yes, this compilation was just released. And Laurel Halo, of course, the elusive electronic experimental artist, bit of techno influence in tracks typically, based out of Berlin, as is the case for the majority of interesting people who ascribe themselves as DJs nowadays. Well, that's not entirely true. Of course, as usual, we are broadcasting from UBC, which is located on traditional, unceded Coast Salish Musqueam land. And, yes, Cue It Up. Wednesdays, 3 to 4. We're going to listen to something off 1080p now. Daniel Rincon, I believe, is this man's name, a producer from Colombia who's now based in Vancouver. And if I'm not mistaken, this is his first release on 1080p. Remarkable, as usual, when a Vancouver artist winds up on this increasingly renowned, increasingly transnational Vancouver label. And we're just going to give it a listen and determine whether if it falls among the deserving poor of Vancouver. I mean, poor in cultural spirit, because as we know, Vancouver is desiccated in that aspect. So we're just going to hear a track now. Sorry, I've just got to cue it up. And you know what? In the meantime, please enjoy some more Yip Yip Dog. Thank you. Let's see, you just heard Don't Forget the Records from Nap, and you're listening to Hong Kong Express now, the track Return of Dreams.
What did you do? Why? Why? Why did you do this to my car? Look at all this food you wasted. Unbelievable. Who did it? It was totally both of you. Look at that face. I think you guys are worse than Denver. What did you do? Why? Why did you do this? Why? Why would you do this? Look at this. Who did it? Huh? Who tore apart the bag of food?
Staring into
the... It was totally both of you.
Barely perceptual faces of... base...
I can't animals. Believe it. I just can't believe it. After everything I did for both of you today. Look what you did to my car. Look what you did, Anubis.
You know what? Anubis is a pretty badass dog name. Yeah, those dogs are sick.
The Sled Island Music and Arts Festival returns to Calgary June 24th to 28th. 5 whirlwind days with over 300 bands, films, art, and comedy across 30 venues. Curators Godspeed You Black Emperor Top of Bill featuring Television, De La Soul, Yola Tango, and more. Visit sledisland.com for details.
Somewhere in this hip-hop soul community was born 3, they stubbed me, and that's a magic number.
Hello, hello. So you just heard Hong Kong Express with the track Return of Dreams. Hong Kong Express, head of a prominent vaporwave label, which is not coming to mind quite this moment, but that album, HK, was released earlier this year. And Sled Island, also. Actually, before that, yep. And before that, we heard Nap, who's got an album, a cassette, coming out on the 1080p. Label later this month. I enjoy those two things quite a bit. Sorry, what I was going to talk about is Sled Island, very, very interesting setup, lineup this year, and I hope to play some music from that in the weeks to come to maybe motivate people to make that pilgrimage across the Rockies, pending, of course, their ability to do so, its accessibility, of course, you know, summer, as it's codified in our society, is this escape, this retreat, this time of joy and destination, summer vibes. But, you know, this whole bohemianism around summer is only accessible to a very few small group of people who have the means to spend money and time, spend time not working, but also be able to get time off from work or be in a position where they do not need to work regularly, and then are able to spend what money they do have on going away to festivals and fancy locations and et cetera, et cetera. But if you do have the means, of course, we're all complicit in our own ways, and there's nothing wrong with leisure in and of itself. Leisure should be available to everyone. And Sled Island does look like a very exciting leisurely event of note for me. A main motivating factor is Oxbow, the American noise rock band, is going to have 2 sets at Sled Island this year, and that is very exciting. It's almost motivating me to make the trip. I don't think Oxbow have ever played in Vancouver, although maybe I'll be able to catch them in Seattle someday, something like that. Certainly in the past 5 years or so that I've known of them, I don't believe I've ever had the opportunity to see them, and that'd be very exciting. And I don't know if I do have enough time to play an Oxbow track, given that I was late today. But if I do, maybe I'll throw it on at the end. And of course, Sled Island will be in the weeks to come, so there'll be time. Music Waste, however, is extremely imminent. It begins tomorrow. And we will be playing a few tracks from that, and I urge you to get out and support Music Waste, as it is extremely exciting, and it will be just a grand old time in the city of ours. Well, I mean, you know, right to the city. That's a political gesture, but, you know, it's nice to think about.
You are cordially invited to Music Waste 2015, the premier celebration of Vancouver's finest local talent. Ha ha ha! 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 Ha
ha! Music Waste, Vancouver's annual volunteer-driven festival of local music, art, and comedy, is happening in a variety of venues across East Vancouver from Thursday, June 4th to Sunday, June 7th. Passes are available now at Horses Records, Red Cat Records, Neptune Records, and Audiopile. Music Waste is also looking for individuals interested in volunteering. For more updates, the full Music Waste schedule, and to sign up to volunteer, visit www.musicwaste.ca.
Hey, Quincy! Where you at?
Okay, which one of you made the mess with this paper? Who did this? Who tore up the Kleenex? Gnarly.
When the creatures we create...
Gnarly.
...rebel against us.
Gnarly. Did you do that?
This is, capitalism eating itself.
Did you do this right here?
The dainty dog...
Who tore that Kleenex up?
...who has torn the Kleenex up on the ground. We're now going to listen
Casey?
To,
Casey,
something off
did
primary
you tear
information.
The Kleenex up?
Ideally,
hey,
anti-capitalist label from C. Spencer Yeh
Casey,
of a Burning Star Core.
Did you
do
that?
Solo voice. The track Solo Voice 5. But before that, we're going to listen to this naughty dog as it balks and balks.
Come here, Casey. Come here. Come here. Did you clean that up? Did you mess that up? Hmm?
Eeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeee
We've made a canine communion here. As the thrush of owls runs through our bodies.
North by Northeast, Toronto's festival destination for emerging musicians and major label headliners.
Where else can you see and discover over hundreds of bands?
NXNE, featuring Action Bronson, The New Pornographers, Best Coast, and many more.
June 17th through the 21st, one of the most anticipated events of the summer takes over Toronto.
This is one event you won't want to skip.
Tune in to African Rhythms every Friday from 7:30 to 9 o'clock with your host, David Love Jones, as he plays a heavyweight selection of classics from the past, present, and future. This includes jazz, soul, hip-hop, Afro-Latin, funk, and eclectic Brazilian rhythms.
Lots of people, they take it like a game.
What are you guys doing, huh?
Let's see what these puppies thought of that last track from LLPO and Dub, which is composed of one half of the infamous Pansonic duo. Oh no, that's so sad.
You guys are just too cute. Yeah.
As you can see from the inattentive mother dog and the laughs of the humans, the squalor of these infant animals is an amusement to the callous soul of humanity. So what we just heard was Communist Dub from ILPO in Dub, or maybe one LPO in Dub. And that's the name of the album, is Communist Dub. And the track was Crocodile Submerged. Positioned as a bit of a... On Editions Mego, the label, it's the album itself is positioned as a bit of a... Sort of a... Sort of a act of revolutionary violence. And, you know, I couldn't really tell you if it's an ironic gesture in the sense that it's utilizing the components that it identifies around itself and redeploying that for the sake of making a point as to the constitution of those components, the dryness and austerity of everyday life, or if it's perhaps using those in spite of or because of the lack of other options, and instead enunciating the crackling forth and the patient motivating energy and innervation that will rise through given enough time and enough surge and enough eventual growth and development. So we've got 5 minutes left in this episode of Cue It Up. We'll be back next week from 3 to 4 as well. But yes, Music Waste is upon us in a festival of arts, comedy, and of course, music held within the city at multiple venues. We only got time to play two tracks from Music Waste. So there are definitely two acts which I've picked out as my top two in terms of my desire to catch them. Now that Softus has dropped out of the festival, especially. We're going to hear a track from Kiss Painting, which is... I'm sorry, I'm just looking at the list right now. Ah, come on, guys, don't worry too much about it. You see, you got these dogs, they're just so... just so lost. Kiss Painting, which will play June 7th at 8 p.m. at Horses Records, so that's the last day of Music Waste, on Sunday, June 7th, 8 p.m. at Horses Records. We're going to hear a track from them, Undead, off their demo. And then we're going to hear a track from Gender Dog, or if time permits, a few tracks from Gender Dog. But the first one will be Bad Dream Lady, and Gender Dog plays... oh my gosh, on the same day at the Wise Hall. June 7th, 8:15 p.m. at the Wise Hall. And you can check out, I apologize. The video with the puppies has stopped, so I'm going to just replay it. There we go. So check that out as well at the Wise Hall on June 7th. But there's just so many great acts. Malk, Omar Khan, Diane, Morning Coup, Inherent Vices, Gun Control, Late Spring. Just so much good stuff happening. And you can check it out at musicwaste.ca. And really, you know, just be a person about the town. Get out there. And have a wonderful weekend, all of you. Thank you for listening. Coming up next, we have Steve with Asian Wave, which is always a meticulously planned show. And I hope you all enjoy that very much.